You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. On today's episode, this is the episode number 3 in the health series, and Joshua talks about how to become your own physician. All the information that you need to heal any aspect of your life, whether it's your finances or your relationships or your physical body, is found within your inner self. When you strengthen this connection to your inner self, when you get to a place of acceptance, your inner self will always guide you to the necessary remedies, whatever that might be. So instead of looking for some advice outside of yourself, Joshua suggests going inside and asking your inner self. Okay, before we begin, I'd like to talk about an event we're having this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. It's called the Channel Panel Event, and there's a link for it in the description below. The Channel Panel Event will have 4 channels on Saturday, answering live questions from an audience on Zoom all over the world. And then we'll have another session on Saturday starting at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I'll be there with 2 other channels. It should be very fun. I don't think anything like this has ever happened before. And we're expecting to really get into some deep stuff all about realizing your authentic self. And the funny thing is, Joshua's next book, which will come out next year, is called An Authentic Life, which speaks just to this idea. What else? We have a boot camp starting on January 11th, 2021. The boot camp will prepare you for 2021, which will be the year of change and freedom. A lot of stuff's going to happen in 2021. And if you've been putting off doing a boot camp, now's the time to do it. This is going to be the most spectacular boot camp so far. Things are really moving into another direction. This Monday, 12/21, will be the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn, and this will bring a new energy into the planet. So a lot of us are getting ready for that, and this will cause a great awakening. The best way to really get on board with the awakening of who you truly are is the boot camp. It's remarkable. We've had 12 of them so far in the last 2 years, and about 200 people have gone through it. The change, the improvement in people's lives and relationships and finances and spiritual journey is absolutely fantastic. It's hard to explain what it is. In fact, you can't even really understand it through an explanation. There's no way I could send you an email about it. The way to discover it and see if you're right for it is to have a conversation with me, which is a very fun one. It takes about 30 minutes. And we get together on Zoom and I'll explain the whole process to you. So if you'd like to do that, email me at GaryBodley@gmail.com. So remember to like and subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you share it with your friends. You have friends who are experiencing some physical issue, and these 3 health series episodes will really help them out a lot. It's the best way to spread this love message is by sharing it on Facebook or directly sending links to your friends. So thanks again for being here, and we'll see you later. We are thrilled to be here.
Hello.
Hi, Joshua.
So you're asking questions about health. You might want to know, how do I maintain perfect health? How do I live a life that is free from resistance and that is living in love and allowing source to flow through me and allow well-being to flow through all the organs of my body, all the cells of my body, through all the different blood vessels and the bacteria and all that working in unison so that I can live a life of ease and joy in full health. And we say it is your set of beliefs that cause you to live in health or in fear, in health and love and joy and ease and abundance and freedom and creativity and the power that is you and the knowledge that you are love. You are flowing source energy through you. And all your cells of your body are receiving that love energy. All the cells of your body are living a life experience as they intended, just as you are. They are all here to support your journey of self-discovery. They are all here to work with you. And without the resistant thought, without the need to hold yourself down or limit your experience, the cells of your body are doing what they are intending to do or doing what they are designed to do, and everything is working perfectly as intended and as is natural for you. And when you build up some resistance, you will first get a resistant thought, and the negative emotion will associate that thought. You might be judging your body as inadequate, as something's wrong with it, as it should be different than it is. And that's just a very subtle thought that comes to you and you feel some negative emotion. If you persist and do not listen to the negative emotion that's coming to you as guidance that you are in a state of resistance, well then, the thoughts will get more and more intense because they are based on limiting beliefs and you have not done the work to process those limiting beliefs. If you continue to ignore, if you continue to see something's wrong with your body, if you continue to see something's wrong with yourself, then manifestation events will occur in all different areas of your life. And if you ignore those manifestation events, then the body will step in and help you see where you're resistant. And the body is very capable, very talented at showing you where your resistance is. And many times you can trace the exact resistance to the issue with your body. The issue with your body will be pointing towards that resistance. Your body is communicating with you. Now, you don't need to go all the way to build up some resistance and have the body tell you what you are resisting. You can stop in the initial thought. You can simply ask yourself, ask your inner self for guidance. Let the information flow. Because you are your doctor. You are your primary healthcare physician. You are the one who is in charge of this body. You are unique. And only you can know what you need. Only you, only your inner self, can specifically tell you where your resistance is. You may not, as a human, notice where you're in resistance because you're busy with your life and you think things should be this way and you should control that thing and you should be different than you are. And you're living in this illusion that you are not a being of love and that you are not the creator of your reality. You are the victim of outside circumstances. And in that approach to life, you are not truly paying attention to the health of your body, the health of your finances, the health of your relationships, the health of your spiritual growth. All these things are put on a back burner. You're simply trying to control. And the body and the environment of physical reality will all bring up manifestation events to show you that you are living in opposition to who you truly are. That's the point of the whole system. If you're living in opposition to who you truly are as the victim of outside circumstances, then manifestation events, your body, your relationships, your finances, your doubts, your inner voice will all be showing you that you're living a limited existence. And this is not what you intended prior to your birth. What you intended was to live in pure freedom, pure joy, pure abundance, pure health, optimizing this life experience for pure expansion to discover who you truly are. If you're on that journey of self-discovery, if you have changed your approach to life, if you realize that you are not a victim to outside forces, that you are the creator of all of this, then your body can live in ease. And if you are going along that journey of self-discovery, living in ease, your body is accepting well-being. If something pops up, then you know you're resisting something. And isn't that a perfect system? This is actually how you want it to be. This is the design of the system. It's perfect in every extent. If you're resisting the unfolding of your life, things must make you aware of that resistance. Manifestation events, physical ailments, arguments with your spouse, whatever it is. It's simply there to make you aware of your resistance. If you become aware of that resistance, if you clear that resistance, if you heal that resistance, that pain, that suffering, that trauma, if you heal that, if you do the spiritual work to heal that by communicating with your inner self, by meditating, by understanding, by journaling, by seeking more answers, by listening to the inspiration that's always flowing to you from inside and from outside of you, if you're moving in love towards improvement and not away from a condition that you think is unwanted, then you are working in harmony with the system that has always existed. And this is the key to maintaining and creating perfect health. And when you are living in love, not needing anything to feed the hole that you believe is in your system, in your existence, when you are turning your face from what do I need to protect myself to what can I give to support all that is, then everything in the universe, including your body, lines up to support you. This is the key. And if you pay attention to how you're feeling, and if you seek to feel better in every aspect of your life, you will improve the health of your body, you'll improve your relationships, you'll improve your finances, you'll improve your freedom, you'll improve your spiritual growth. It'll all get better and better and better. You knew this coming in, you just forgot a little bit. We're here to remind you. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I have a question.
Yes, Anita.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Joshua. I'm curious about a few things, but I am hearing you say that you just go within and you check in with yourself and you journal and you do all the things if you want to pinpoint what the pain is telling you. Is that right? The message that it's delivering, and like what specific beliefs are coming up when my foot hurts, for example?
Let's say you have a hurt foot and you say, this should not be happening. I need my foot to walk on. This is a big problem. I'm not experiencing joy. This is getting my attention. It's painful. I want it to go away. I want it to be back like it was before. That's awesome. You've just birthed a desire for more health. Now, if you believe that you're the victim of your body, then you will seek outside guidance from wherever that is. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, because that could perfectly align with your belief system. However, we suggest maybe a little introspection, maybe a little communication. Maybe you say, I am unique. I know more about me than anyone else. Because of course you would know more about you. You are with you all the time. And so initially you might say, let's go outside and let's go to a doctor, or let's go on Google and let's talk to a friend who's had this problem before and see what helped them. But yet you're seeing what would help them and not you. If you could just add to that just a little bit and say, infinite intelligence flows through me. I am the creator of my reality. I created this body. I created this life. This body is designed to serve me. This body is telling me something. This body is letting me know that there's a little resistance going on, or maybe some old trauma is being worked out. Whatever it is, the body has information. And the body will communicate to you directly if you take the time to listen, meditate, journal, see what comes up. If that resonates with you, then you can move on in inspired ideas based in love. However, you have to come to the acceptance that nothing wrong is happening, that this is simply an indication of some past resistance that you are willing to work through and discover for yourself. What is the source of this discomfort? What is the remedy for this discomfort? What is the limiting belief that this discomfort is being triggered by? And if you can get to the root bottom of that, you'll have answers that no one else can give you. And doesn't that make sense? Because you are unique to all the universe, and there is no one like you. There is no one like you with your unique body, with your set of pre-birth intentions, with your belief system. You can see, if you look at your friends and neighbors and people out in the public who have had issues with their body, it all boils down to some resistance, to some limiting beliefs. But most of them will seek access to information outside of themselves. And that correlates to the belief systems often enough that there might be some remedy temporarily. But if they don't address the underlying limiting belief, then the notification from the body must reappear. And so it reappears and reappears and reappears and reappears. Maybe in that, maybe in the left leg, maybe the right leg, maybe the right knee, maybe the left knee, maybe the elbow, maybe the shoulder, wherever it is. If you are escaping the feeling of discomfort, of pain and suffering and trauma, by trying to make things happen, your body will let you know that this is not the appropriate action. The appropriate action is to simply go within, communicate to your inner self, and live in more ease and joy, understanding the root cause of every single thing that isn't perfect in your life is due to a limiting belief and an approach to life that is limiting, not limitless. It's the exploration of who you're not, the victim, rather than the exploration of who you are, the creator. It will always boil down to communication with the inner self.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank you. Through homeopathics, then, like, they're supposed to be the essence of something that comes from the earth. Like, that's still going outside.
If you're guided to that, then that is perfectly fine. If your inner self says, check out this remedy, then this is the remedy to check out. If your inner self says, check out this surgery, then that's the surgery to check out. If your inner self says, reduce the limiting belief, check out that remedy, get a massage, get some physical therapy, do a little yoga, take a little walk, then this is the path that you can explore.
Okay, so it all does come down to going within, period.
Your inner self will know the path to recovery.
Okay, and then so building up the trust in that. Because like I don't always, I can do that sometimes, but it's just like, no, it's no some other time.
When you're in alignment, you'll get an inspired idea and you can act on that inspired idea if you drop attachment to the outcome. You see, most of the time when you have a physical ailment that causes you pain, you are captivated by that pain. You think the pain's wrong and you wish it was gone. Therefore, you're acting like a victim in that circumstance. And in that circumstances, you're not connected to source energy. You're connected to the stream of consciousness based in lack. And that stream of consciousness based in lack and fear will urge you to do something to take care of the problem. Yet it's not a problem, it's a gift. You see, it's a communication from your inner self. There's no problem going on. You need to be made aware of something that you're resisting so that you can move through that resistance and expand to who you truly are. That's all that's happening there. So love the pain, love the notification, love the negative emotion, love the manifestation events, wherever they come from, and go within. Feel better, accept everything is perfect, accept that you're getting a gift of information, find your alignment, feel better, find your alignment, feel better, receive inspiration and say, aha, this is the thing I'm going to explore next.
Thank you, Joshua.
Excellent. Who's next?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm on board with this 100%. I've been practicing it. I've been getting some really fantastic results. And with my clients, I want to convey this to them because I feel like they'll only get to a certain level of wellness with whatever it is I'm telling them. But when I have broached the subject, they kind of blow it off. So
They blow it off because you don't fully believe it yourself. You don't fully believe that you can communicate this information to people who you believe do not understand it, are not ready for it, do not want it, are living in their limitations, and you wish something was different from them. Therefore, they're simply feedback to your belief system. You could simply be in pure alignment with this knowledge that you know for yourself works perfectly. And you could say to yourself, I want to assist those who are ready for this knowledge, not those who need to be fixed, because no one needs to be fixed, you see. You then attract people who are aligned with your faith and confidence in what you're offering. So it has nothing to do with working with those who come to you now and trying to convince them of anything. It's convincing yourself, being confident in every aspect of everything that you do, be fully aligned in love, and then attract those who are ready for your prescription.
Okay. And then I have one more thing is in January, I'm going to be launching a program online, and it has to do with pain relief, and I'm talking about relieving pain, but that's still the old approach to life. So
it's the old approach to life. If you see pain as a problem,
these potential clients do, right?
Well, this again is who you're attracting. You could be attracting clients who see pain as a problem, but are ready for information that says, no, the pain's not a problem. The pain's just a notification. The pain is a notification of an underlying limiting belief, an underlying source of resistance. We are going to deal with the source of resistance, and you will notice the pain will ease as you deal with that limiting belief. We are not here to move the pain away, because unless you adjust that limiting belief, the pain must return. And if you don't adjust that limiting belief, the pain will return in higher levels of intensity. If you work on the limiting belief, and you can say these in your own words, if you work on the limiting belief, then as you reduce the intensity of the limiting belief, there is no need for the pain, and therefore the pain subsides. And it subsides in direct correlation with how effective you've been at working the underlying cause of the pain, you see. Now, this isn't meant to solve every problem. This idea here is for those of you who are on a higher level of awareness. Now, again, many people who are in chronic pain have chronically been denying who they truly are and their journey of self-discovery that they intended prior to their birth. They are saying, I'm wrong, it's wrong, they're wrong, everything's bad, I can't get anything, nothing works, blah, 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 down the line. They get a little pain, they say, I'm wrong, they're wrong, everything's wrong, nothing works, oh, and here's pain to make my life even worse. Then they get a little more pain. I'm wrong, they're wrong, everything's wrong, and it builds momentum. And so there are theirs who are a lot of physical pain, and at some point they're going to give up. And then something's going to happen to have allow them to transition to the non-physical, or they're going to shift their entire approach to life. They're going to hit a level, which they may call rock bottom, and say, enough's enough. I'm quitting this. I'm giving up these relationships. I'm giving up this job I hate. I'm giving up this life I hate. I'm going to start fresh. I'm going to come to a new realization of how this reality works. Boom, they're set on a new course of self-discovery. That pain was necessary every step of the way. And we promise you, from the non-physical perspective, they would not have it any other way. They would not remove their pain until the limiting beliefs or their approach to life is altered. They would not choose to remove that pain until the limiting belief or their approach to life is altered. The pain is there to get them on track. And that's why it's so substantial. That's why it's so noticeable. That's why it's so prevalent. That's why it's coming up in so many cases that you find. But it's not just physical pain. It's being overweight. It's not having a relationship. It's not being in a relationship you enjoy. It's being broke. It's all these things that are simply facets of victimhood. However, they're choosing to perceive that victimhood. They're looking in a direction that is not true, perceiving they are not worthy, understanding that they are victims to outside conditions and they have no power. This goes in contrast to the intentions they set prior to their birth, and they are simply ignoring it out of fear. The fear is always sparked by limiting beliefs. Work on the limiting beliefs in conjunction with everything else you do, and you will see improvement. Have absolute faith that the limiting beliefs are a component of health and ill health. You see? Have absolute faith that the program that you will create will address the limiting beliefs, will address their approach to life of victimhood, will address their entire viewpoint of life, and know that you will begin to attract those who are ready to see another approach. And that approach will have magnificent results.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Excellent. Who's next?
Me.
Yes.
If no one else is going.
Me. Sorry. Okay, you know, I've had scoliosis since I was a kid. So I'm always with pain. I always have something going on. But I've used it for my patients. So I've used my pain to let me know how others are feeling. And now I can feel their pain.
Does it feel good to feel their pain?
I, you know what? It doesn't bother me. It comes out my neck.
So you feel that you are a conduit of their pain to help them remove their pain through your body out into the atmosphere.
You know, when I touch them, I feel exactly where it is.
Good. Well, that's what you feel. You feel where it is. You are communicating with their body through the energy that you are putting forth into the intentions that you're setting to do the work that you have chosen to do. Why have you chosen to do this work?
Chose me. I chose art. This chose me.
Why have you chosen to do this work?
Because I like helping people.
Why do you like helping people?
I don't know.
Maybe it's part of the pre-birth intentions you set prior to your birth. Maybe it's part of who you truly are. Who you truly are is a lover, is a healer, is an uplifter to the 10th degree. Who you are is a light worker. You don't realize this, but that's who you are.
And so then would my pain be, because I do get pains and stuff, but many times I can just give it back to sender, return to sender. But when I do get pain, now that's my pain, so I have to figure that one out, right?
You have to stop living like a victim. You are the creator of your reality. You have incredibly strong pre-birth intentions. You are living in conflict with who you truly are. The pain is simply a reminder of that fact. You have had enough pain, had enough suffering, had enough...
whatever.
had enough dissatisfaction with your approach to life that you have found this information, yet you are still acting as a victim. You are still pretending that people have control over you. You're still thinking that things should be different or wishing that things should be different. You are not being the creator, you are being the victim. And until you start being the creator of your reality, you will have notifications in the form of manifestation events, physical body pain, relationship issues, money issues, all along the way. You must choose right here and now to say, I don't quite believe it, but I'm going to have faith that I am the creator of my reality, and I intend to move from the state of disbelief to a state of belief, from a state of the illusion that I'm in as a victim to the state of clarity that I'm the creator of my reality. If you do this, if you set your intentions for this, and if you notice the times when you're acting like a victim, and you notice the times when you're acting like a creator, and you step back, you say, okay, I can see what I was doing here. Let's adjust something in that, and let's go forward. Oh, I can see how I've been the creator in that. I can see the good things that have come. I think can appreciate my life, can appreciate my family. I can appreciate my situation. I can appreciate my patients and my job and all these things. Then you move towards being the creator. Fundamentally, you have to shift your perception of reality from the victim who must protect herself from outside conditions and live in fear to be the creator who responsibly takes charge of your life to manifest a life of love. I accept you. I accept me. I accept the conditions. I am here for you. I am here to serve. I'm here to serve something higher than myself. Myself doesn't matter. I don't need to fix or control any of it. I simply need to lean in to love in whatever way I'm directed, whatever way I'm inspired, and have the confidence to push past the fear of the limiting beliefs while simultaneously working on all those limiting beliefs to alter your vibration from where you are now to a higher level. As you do this, you will notice limiting beliefs pop up in the form of manifestation events and physical body pain that you get to address. And that's the work. If you can address those things, there's no need for any pain. You can do your work in pure joy and absolute success. You can live a life of love in ease and joy, and all of your cells of your body will work in harmony and receive well-being. This is the truth of the body. The body is simply there to show you when you're off track. And when you're off track, the body will let you know it. Among other things, but generally speaking, when you have some condition that pops up out of the blue, this is a sign that you are resisting something. And you can seek the guidance from your inner self. You can journal, you can meditate, you can listen to your body, and you can love the body for the guidance that it's giving you at all times. And if you can do that, you will actually be highly effective in everything else that you do.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
Could you talk about teething for babies and children and how that would be some sort of resistance for the baby, or is it for the mother or parents?
Well, the baby has teeth that are coming through. And the baby is uncomfortable with this aspect of physical reality. There is some pain involved in that. But there's also pain in hunger. There's also pain in discomfort. There's also pain in lack of sleep. There's all sorts of feelings and experiences that the baby is going through to become aware of its creation. Now, the baby is just being the baby. The baby cries when it's hungry and you feed it. The baby tease and you soothe it. That is simply your role. That is simply something that you have chosen to do and something that you love doing. What is your limiting belief about that? What is your manifestation event in those areas?
I think that what I'm working at, like looking at right now, is I have a feeling I think that pain for a baby is bad. And then I'm starting to see that maybe it's necessary, because I am also working through my own physical pain now that I'm not on any medication.
If a baby had no fear, the baby would return to non-physical. If the baby had no negative emotion, the baby would not fulfill its purpose here in physical reality. If the baby had no pain, the baby would injure itself constantly. So pain, negative emotion, and fear are part and parcel of this reality. And as the baby comes from a state of just being born to an awareness of its physical reality, these sensations aid in its clarity. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with any of that. Now, you may say, I have a 10-year-old, and the 10-year-old rode its bike and fell off. So what would you do? No more bike for you. In fact, we're going to cover you in blankets wherever you go, so there would be no pain.
Right.
If you think pain is wrong, then you're saying that the aspect of physical reality, which is completely perfect in every aspect, in every design feature, has a flaw.
Right.
There are no flaws.
Right. Okay, that's so good. Thanks. That helps on so many levels. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next? Jump on in.
I have a question.
Yes.
I wrote it down here. Can you explain a little of about how Jesus healed people and the concept of spontaneous reaction?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Why would you want to know that?
Do you want to
be Jesus?
Not Jesus as such, but I...
You want to heal others?
No.
Why would you be interested in that particular question?
Where is the source
of that question?
I've been following the little bit of Jesus's life through some stuff, and I'm interested in it. It's just pure interest.
So if someone was in some form of ill health, they are either experiencing momentum of resistance over years, or they are experiencing something that will help them transition to the non-physical. If either of those things are wrong, then they could be healed instantly. You'll have to follow along with this idea, because they could not exist in a perfect reality. This is a perfect reality. So then they must be right. Yet the person that's going through it is resisting it and cannot see the rightness or the purpose for these unwanted physical conditions. If another person could wave their hand and clear them of that without them realizing what the message was, then there would be no benefit of the indication of some limiting belief or some resistance within the body. So they would lose the value of all that, and it would not make sense. It would not make sense for Source to come down here and clear anyone of any physical ailment. there'd be no benefit to that. The benefit is in the journey from resistance to allowing, from fear to love. That's part of the journey. This is the journey that you're all on. And you very much wanted to be on that journey. So to say someone could perfectly clear away this without the agreement of the other person would serve no purpose and would never have any possibility in this reality. So then what must have happened is somehow the person's belief system was altered in contact with Jesus. Yet you must understand that their belief system is not what your belief system is. They had no idea of medicine. They had no idea of technology. They had none of what you experience now. Their belief system was very basic and fundamental. They believed in gods. They believed in a higher power. They believed they were absolutely the victims to the circumstances. And they believed that someone could create in their reality. If you don't believe that someone's going to create in your reality, whether it's a doctor or a lawyer or a persecutor or another victim, if you don't believe it, then they cannot create in your reality. If you believe they can, they will influence your reality, which is what happened there. It was simply such a stark realization to the people of those times that they healed themselves instantly. Because what they were witnessing was so beyond anything that they had ever imagined true, possible, that they altered their belief system completely and changed not just the condition that they was to them unwanted, but their approach to life. They no longer said, I am worthless, because in the presence of this entity who is pure love, I must be loved. And in that love, I must be worthy. And in that instance of worthiness, there was no need for the disease.
And that explains a spontaneous remission as well?
Spontaneous remission in the sense of someone who has cancer now, and they don't seek treatment today, and they come back a few months later, and the cancer's gone.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Cases where people's diseases or
today in 2020, today.
Yes, these days, yes.
You have cancer 50 times a day and it goes away 50 times a day, every day. It depends when you get your test. It comes and goes, and there's nothing wrong with it. Your system is full of viruses. Your system is full of every possibility. Your system is, your physical body is limitless. It changes in every moment. You have millions of cells going and millions of cells coming. You have cancer coming and going. You have disease coming and going. It's ready for you in your experience. If you're ready for the experience of cancer, then luckily there's a system that will evoke some cancer to the degree that you're ready to deal with it. If you're ready to alter the very core existence of your approach to life and how you've been living, then maybe this is the way that happens. And that would be the gift. That would be the gift, because now you can no longer live the way you were living before. But it never has to get to that level. All you have to do is realize that your approach to life is either limited or limitless. You're either the victim or the creator. You're either living in fear or love. You're either moving along your path of self-discovery with eagerness and joy and interested in what's to come, or you're resisting certain aspects of your life, certain aspects of your bank account, certain aspects of your relationships, and certain aspects of your body. In resistance, things will come to show you. When that message is no longer needed because you've altered your approach or you've changed a belief or you've done whatever, boom, it's gone. If you perceive that a doctor, a surgeon, a homeopath, a chiropractor, a witch doctor, whoever it is, can heal you, then that may be enough to influence you. But if you haven't changed the limiting belief, then some other message may come. And this is what you want. If you got used to the idea that these are all gifts, because you don't want to come here in physical reality to play it safe, to explore who you're not, to try and gather enough trinkets to satisfy you, because that will never work. to see how much you can get off of other people. You came here to discover who you are, which is the creator of your reality, which is love, and then to express love. That's it. If you are doing that, well, then these messages aren't necessary. If you are not doing that, then those messages are welcome. Welcome the messages, welcome the negative emotion, welcome the pain, welcome it all, because it's just showing you that you're not living in accordance with the intentions you set prior to your birth. Don't look around at other people. They are not you. Don't look at the news. Don't look at statistics. Don't complain. Don't try to control any of it. Don't worry about others outside of you. Let them live their existence, and you focus on your understanding of who you are, and that is a being of love. And then you express love and acceptance. Doesn't that make sense? I accept you if you're perfectly healthy. I accept you if you have any physical ailment. I accept you if you're happy. I accept you if you're ornery. I accept you, I accept you, I accept you. I will allow you to chart any path of discovery you want because you are Source. Isn't that what Source is doing for you? Source isn't coming in there and cleaning up any messes because there are no messes. Everything's working out perfect so that you can discover who you are. Sometimes you are on that journey and sometimes you get distracted and you play around discovering who you're not, and then you come back into the alignment and you get inspiration and you go further along your journey. If you're not paying attention, some manifestation event, some negative emotion will pop up to show you the resistance, and that's what you wanted. That's all that's going on here. It is all perfect, always. If you look at others and you say, ooh, somehow they found a secret. They had a disease, they did something, and now the disease is gone. If that idea is inspiring to you, then it's come for you to show you the wonder of possibility. There's far more going on than your science can understand. You're just scratching the surface of all of that. If they're not paying attention to the non-physical side of things, they're going to miss a whole lot of information. You see? Imagine doing a study of humans, all of whom are unique, and then coming to some conclusion about what's good, what's bad. Are you addressing their limiting beliefs? Are you discovering where their trauma was? Do you know what their past lives are? Do you know their pre-birth intentions? They are all unique. Imagine that you had a study that involved 1,000 of you. And then the rest of you listening said, well, this is what Lisa was doing, and this is what helped Lisa, so it must apply to me. Well, no, that would apply to Lisa. 1,000 Lisas equal what's best for Lisa. Now, let's say you have 1,000 random people, all completely unique, all having different limiting beliefs, all having different ideas about who they are, all having different pre-birth intentions, all having different approaches to reality, all having different levels of confidence and self-satisfaction and self-love, all on different areas of the spectrum of fear to love. And then you try to say, well, those people are this way. It wouldn't apply to you anyway, because it's not you. Everything that applies to you is from within you. If that idea of spontaneous remission is exciting to you, that's an inspiration that might lead you on a journey of self-discovery to something else that will be of benefit to you, you see, but not to anyone else. That's all it is. Everything is here to support you. Everything, whether you discover it internally, whether you can build up that talk, that communication between your inner self and you, or whether you are inspired to research, or you're inspired to ask a friend, or you're inspired to watch a news report. You see, it can come to you from very many sources. The path of least resistance is always your inner self. Learn to trust that communication, and you'll be able to elegantly move along your journey of self-discovery, paying attention to every single resistant thought. Well, you couldn't possibly do that, but the ones that you can notice, and saying, why did I judge that person? Why do I think this aspect of me is wrong? Why am I worried about this, that, and the other? Okay, let's just process that limiting belief. That's all we have to do, and move on. Your body is not you. You must understand that. It's just as if it's a car. Your car is not you. You know that easily. Your body's not you. You might have a nice car or a junker. You might have a nice body or a junker. It doesn't matter. The body is here to allow you, your consciousness, to move around and have a physical experience. That's all it is. It allows you a journey of self-discovery. It allows you a set of expansive experiences all along the way. But it is no more you than your car's you. There are countless cells in that body. Each cell, would you pick out and say, oh yeah, that's me, and that's me over here, and that's me over here, and I'm gonna combine them together to get this thing? You don't even have control over this body most of the time. It's doing its own thing perfectly without you needing to micromanage any of it. So then, if you can step back and say, I appreciate this phenomenal, fantastic, unbelievably beautiful body in its present form, it need not change at all. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love every aspect of it. It's so unique. It does its job perfectly. I want to take care of it. I want to help it. I want to assist it in any way I can. And I intend to through the direct communication of my inner self. And if I think that something needs to be different, well, then I'm just resisting what is. If I accept everything is perfect, then I'll be inspired to move to a new level of joy and bring this body along with me, because this body also gives me joy.
Great. Thanks for the reminders.
Excellent.
So you deal with limiting beliefs and you start to feel better. But say the body is like injured or something, and it does the body need time to still heal? Like, does it, say your vibration changes.
What do you think? If you change your vibration, what do you think would naturally happen?
I think what would naturally happen is I would feel better. I would start to heal. And like if it was a wound or like something that was really messed up, it would then take earthly time to heal. But it would.
Right. If you accepted your body and allowed it time to heal, it would heal in the appropriate time. If you thought that it needed to heal faster, you're resisting it. If you thought it was taking too long, you're resisting it. If you thought it should heal instantly, you're going against your entire belief system. But let's take it to something other than the body. Imagine that you came to a new level of abundance financially. You adjusted enough limiting beliefs that you went through enough manifestation events, and now you appear at a new level of abundance, at this new vibration. Do you think that $10 million should drop in your bank account that instant?
Yes.
You do not think that. That would go against every single belief you have. And no matter how limiting those beliefs are, and no matter how much you've reduced the intensity of those limiting beliefs, they still exist. So go along with the beliefs that you have. And everything will happen in perfect divine timing. You see, if you say, I have a problem with this body, and this body is going to need to recover, but I need it to recover in a set amount of time, then you're resisting the perfection of the timing of this event. The same is true of financial abundance. If I need $10 million today, then you are causing a belief that is not possible from where you are. You're causing a demand on a belief system that's not possible. And the timing also must be divine. It must be the perfect timing for you. Because if it comes sooner or later than what you think, and if you were able to control that, you would mess up the timing. The timing is always divine. So go with the flow of what is happening. Allow it to be patient. Your desires have already been created. They're already birthed. They're already coming to fruition. You are either going with them in ease and joy and allowing, or you're going with them, or you're resisting them in fear and control. It's every aspect of physical reality is this. No matter what it is, if it's your body, your relationship, your bank account, your job, your friendships, your relationships to your parents, to your children, to whoever it is, any area of your life, if you think it should be different than it is, you're in resistance. If you accept exactly how long everything takes, you are going with the flow of universal energy, and you are leveraging that energy. You cannot know why something will take a certain amount of time. You must have faith that there is a purpose behind it all. Does that sound completely unsatisfying to you?
Well, yeah, you know, just because of where I'm at, you know, but it's almost where I'm coming from with that is it's almost like I've made these habits. And so to like be okay with everything, I'm like, oh, yes. What would I do with my experience if I wasn't resisting everything? Like, it's like, how would I feel the time? That's just such a weird thing, you know?
There's a lot of momentum around resistance, and acceptance will always feel uncomfortable at first. You are used to the way you feel. This feels comfortable to you. How you feel is part of who you believe yourself to be. And if you were to quickly elevate your feelings from where you are here to up here, it would be too intense. You wouldn't be able to handle it. You'd actually want to go back down because it's too much, you see. So all you have to do is feel a little bit better today than yesterday. You don't even have to do that. But if you set your intention, I intend to feel just a little bit better today. What will make me feel a little bit better today? Not what will soothe my ill feelings, but what will elevate my true desires, my true essence of who I am. To elevate is to naturally accept. If you came into full acceptance, complete acceptance, you would reach such a high vibration, you would instantly know who you are. You are not ready for that kind of elevation. You're ready for little bumps and bumps and bumps and little hills and valleys and ups and downs and nuances to go along so you can play with the idea. But now that you're being a little bit more introspective, now that you're thinking about why the resistance is coming, now that you're looking at your past and you're maybe appreciating a little bit more because it led you on the journey to get here right now, maybe you're looking at your future and you're being more optimistic than before, maybe you're thinking more about how you feel long-term, not short-term. Maybe you are controlling yourself and others less. Maybe you are judging yourself a little bit less today than you did yesterday. And maybe you are more aware of who you truly are. And in this, you will notice you'll feel better and better and better. Not over days or weeks, but over months and years. Maybe you'll look back a year from now, you'll look back today, and you'll say, you know what? I was sort of having a hard time back then. I feel so much better now. Not comparing yourself to others, but to how you were previously. And if you think on those terms, yes, I do feel a little bit better. Yes, I do accept myself a little bit more. Yes, I do accept my conditions and the people in my life more. I am controlling less. And with that lower amount of control, you have a higher amount of acceptance. And this will naturally move you along this journey to receive everything you truly desire. And what you truly desire is a perfectly healthy body, a perfectly prosperous life, absolute freedom, and joy as you expand in each experience to the culmination of realizing that you are love. And you're either expressing love or you're expressing control or fear. And so it's simply a choice that you make in every single moment, realizing in this moment, I have the choice to accept the time that this takes, accept the condition that I am now, not act on an urge to control the conditions, accept that I feel the urge, and that's natural, and not judge that feeling. I shouldn't be further along than I am. I'm at exactly the right place at the right time, and I'm moving along perfectly well, just as I intended prior to my birth. The reason I'm in this boot camp on this call asking these questions is because I intended to be here. And everything I've lived, even though I may judge some of it as bad and wrong, it all worked out perfectly for me to be here now. Now, I can't see where this is all going. I can maybe use my imagination to say that things are going to get better and better and better. But even in that idea of what's better, there's still a little bit of judgment. All we're saying is the idea of acceptance will bring you benefits that you intended prior to your birth. It may seem strange to accept that which society says you should not accept, that which a victim would never accept, you see? But that would, when you realize you're the creator of all this, as the creator, it's your creation. And why wouldn't you accept your creation? Only if you judged it as wrong. But you can't see that it's wrong from the higher perspective because you know every aspect of your entire existence is perfect. And so all you have to do is get from this illusion of imperfection to the understanding or the concept of perfection. And once you get to that concept of perfection, once you say, hold on, if this moment is perfect, what am I resisting? Ah, why would I be resisting this? Ah, because I think it should be different. Why do I think I should be different? Because I'm not seeing the perfection. I'm not acting as the creator. I'm not perceiving my life from that higher perspective. I'm looking at it from a limited perspective. And the only reason you would ever look at it from a limiting perspective is if you had a limiting belief. Without the limiting belief, you could not do that. Therefore, everything that happens in physical reality points to the limiting beliefs whenever you're in resistance. Your only thing you need to do is look at that limiting belief, prove to yourself it's false, write evidence that it's false, and choose a higher perspective. You do that in every single moment, we promise you, your life will be swimmingly fantastic and easy and full of joy. This has been an amazing conversation with an amazing group of co-creators. We exude our love, appreciation, and acceptance of you. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thanks, everyone. Great questions.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye.